Allison Butts has promoted Main Street businesses for the last 4 years as the director of the Historic Park City Alliance. Now she'll add the Prospector Square area to her plate. Butts says her new position is designed to bring the Prospector area into the spotlight.
I've been working with Prospector since the summer and have been working with them on just kind of developing a long-term plan for the area and working with their existing property management company on kind of the day-to-day upkeep and really looking to bring Prospector kind of forward.
Within the boundaries of Prospector, there's residential, nightly rental, and commercial. Butts will be dealing with the commercial, which she says operates like its own little city.
To kind of give you a bit of the boundaries, Taco Maker to about the Grub Steak. And then as well on the other side, you know, you have Good Karma, you've got Park City Dentistry, and then as you move down the line, Lifestyle Electronics. So that kind of gives you a bit of the area. Each of those buildings are on their own property, and so that the parking lots are commonly owned.
New residential units will be built in Prospector beginning this summer, eliminating some of the parking. But says first she'll look at the layout of the area and how each business is supplied with parking.
If you're going down Prospector Avenue, you'll pass kind of the first big parking lot. You're headed down. That second lot will be seeing some development this summer. We're going to be seeing some residential units come in. Rhonda Sedaris and Hank Lewis have been working on that. And so you'll see some reconfiguration of the parking. We will lose some, but not all. One thing that I've just been taking a look at this winter is how does it work? Is it working? And so really trying to understand the current situation before we make any kind of modifications to the future.
Part of her role is to promote the commercial aspect of the Prospector District, touting it as a vibrant area within city limits. They've launched a new website, prospectorsquare.com, that lists the some 200 businesses in the district.
And we'd really like to encourage the locals and visitors alike that if you're looking for an accountant, if you're looking for a dentist or a veterinarian, look here first. Prospector, by shopping in town, by shopping in Summit County, it keeps the dollars here and it helps keep these businesses open and provide your services right in your own backyard.
Butts distinguishes the Prospector area from Main Street, saying they're different types of commercial districts.
With Prospector, a lot of focus is on health and wellness and business services. And with Main Street, it's a lot of retail and restaurants. So at this point, we feel like we've been able to balance my role with both organizations well.
Wearing her Main Street hat, Butts says of the recent Sundance Film Festival, it went well.
It was a huge crowd this year. The restaurants have done extremely well. The retailers are saying that it was a really good weekend. For us, I think the icing on the cake or the best part is that this was our last Sundance that would fall over Martin Luther King weekend. Knowing that in the future, when they would have possibly overlapped, we now get 3 full weekends of activity in town, and we're really excited about that.
In terms of opening Main Street to parking during Sundance, while merchants would like to have it, she says the city won't let that happen.
They feel like they need the ability to be able to pull in emergency vehicles at any time. And when you have parking and when you have that kind of traffic, it really clogs down the system. We can't argue with public safety. We would never want to push for something that then resulted in a bad experience or a public safety nightmare.
That's Allison Butts of the Prospector Square Property Owners Association and the Historic Park City Alliance. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.